A reading from St. John chapter 16. His disciples said, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus, amen. I grew up with the TLH, the Lutheran hymnal. I remember every Maundy Thursday at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin, singing the hymn, 'Twas on that dark, that doleful night when powers of earth and hell arose. There was this looming dolefulness about this night, this Thursday before the death of our Savior, gloom and sadness and grief. The disciples had followed Jesus now for 3 years, and now he speaks about going away, going to a place where they cannot go. He talks about the world hating them because it hates him. He tells them that they will weep and lament while the world rejoices. What has he gotten them into? And yet there in the upper room, he assures them that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that he will send the Helper, the Holy Spirit, and that he will graft them into himself as he is the vine and they are the branches. And then he says to them, I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away. And then from our text today, at the conclusion of what he is saying to them, I have said these things to you that you may have peace. And he adds, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And then he turns to the Father and he prays that wonderful high priestly prayer. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, to give eternal life to all you have given me. By all appearances, however, it doesn't look like peace. It doesn't look like overcoming tribulation. It doesn't look like eternal life is going to be coming out of this doleful night. Now the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Now the time has come to give eternal life to fallen man. Now the time has come for Yahweh to overcome, to conquer, and to defeat the sinful world. Was there ever a doubt? Now the time has come for Jesus to crush the one who accuses you and me of our sin, that old evil foe. We knew it was coming from Genesis 3. Now the time has come for God to forgive sin, to free our conscience, to take away our guilt, yours and mine. Isaiah preached this good news. We knew it was coming. Now the time has come for Christ to give us peace, to give you peace. We relive it every year. Jesus goes to the Garden of Gethsemane to be betrayed and arrested. not because his enemies finally got him, but because he is the one who comes to willingly bear our sin. The hour has now come. Like a lamb before its shears is silent, Jesus willingly is tried and beaten. The disciples scatter, each to his own home, just like Jesus said to them just a few moments ago. They will leave him alone. They will deny him, for he alone must work our salvation. His tribulation and crucifixion are for us. The Son is glorified when even the Father will forsake him. Remember, it is better for us that one man die for us all, that one man suffers hell than us all. He dies our death. He lies in death's most bitter anguish, the appearance of defeat when the Father has left him. The world has hated him. The world rejoices. And in Satan's domain did their host shout and jeer. I have said these things to you that you may have peace. Peace when even our past and recent sins haunt our conscience. Peace when Christians and major church bodies have been targeted in recent years and dozens have been convicted even in our own land for such things as supporting the sanctity of life. Peace when my own flesh and mind tempt me and I so easily succumb. Peace when I fear my financial future more than thinking about my eternal future. Peace when my body is racked with evidence of the fall that no human physician can ultimately cure. Peace when some days we say, Jesus, we know that you came from God. And other days we say, help my unbelief. I wonder how those words of Jesus stuck into the disciples' minds those 3 days. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you may have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And then he's arrested and beaten and crucified and buried. The disciples scatter. Peter denies him 3 times. They hide behind locked doors. 3 long days in tribulation. 3 long days in guilt. 3 long days in death. 3 long days in fear. 3 long days in doleful gloom. How appropriate that our hymn today is by the 17th century pastor Paul Gerhardt. Talk about tribulation and death and doleful gloom. Gerhardt was removed from his congregation for adhering to the Lutheran confessions. In his young life, his wife and children died, leaving him to raise his one surviving child, a single dad. He officiated the funerals of dozens due to the plague, sometimes in one day. And yet he wrote magnificent hymns of hope and faith and joy, like Awake My Heart with Gladness. How could he, in long days of tribulation, how could he write hymns like this in long days of guilt and death? How could he write Awake My Heart with Gladness in long days of fear and doleful gloom? Awake my heart with gladness. See what today has done. Easter has done. In glorious victory, he who is strong to save has triumphed over the grave. This is a sight that gladdens. What peace it doth impart. No gloom shall ever shake, no foe shall ever take the hope which God's own Son in love for me has won. Now I am safe from evil, my heart from care is free. The Lord will leave me never, he shatters hell's grim thrall. And you just sang these words yourself. This is your confession. This is your faith. Remember those words on that doleful night? I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. And we passed through those 3 days of death and crucifixion and gloom with Christ. And on Easter evening, the risen Christ appears to his disciples. And what does he say? Not once, but twice. Peace be with you. And a week later, when Thomas was there with him, what does he say to Thomas? Peace be with you. This is the peace of Jesus Christ overcoming the fallen world. This is the peace of Jesus Christ who thirsted for our righteousness, making us righteous, that we are at one with the Father, reconciled all the way through the grave unto eternal life. This is the peace of Jesus finishing his work to pay our debt of sin with his precious holy blood, who raises us with him to life everlasting. See? It's true. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.